It's Monday, the 1st of December, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Bank of Namibia has announced that the country's economy is expected to slow in 2025 with real GDP growth forecast at 3%, down from 3.7% in 2024. The weaker outlook is due to a manufacturing slowdown, low diamond output and drought-related losses in agriculture, along with weak global demand. Business Leadership South Africa says the appointment of the next National Director of Public Prosecutions is critical for businesses as rule of law failures impose huge transaction costs. Current incumbent Shamila Batohi's term in office ends next month. BLSA CEO Busisiwe Mavuso says the selection panel must choose a candidate with prosecutorial experience and integrity, but structural reforms are needed to empower whoever is appointed. Remaining on the continent, Guinea-Bissau's ousted president, Umaro Sissoko Embalo, arrived in the Republic of Congo's capital, Brazzaville, on Saturday, days after the military seized power. A source close to him told Reuters soldiers toppled Embalo's government on Wednesday before the results of weekend presidential and legislative elections could be announced, continuing a pattern of political instability in the small Portuguese-speaking country. Moving abroad, Ukraine's National Security Council Secretary Rustem Umerov says the latest peace talks with the U.S. were productive and successful. Umerov, who is Kyiv's new chief negotiator, met with U.S. officials led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio for more talks in Florida. Umerov says the meeting was built on the success of the previous U.S.-Ukraine talks in Geneva.
Our objective is a prosperous, strong Ukraine. We were discussing about the future of Ukraine. We discussed all the important matters that are important for Ukraine, for Ukrainian people, and U.S. was super supportive.
And finally, Valfis Bay's Silvanus Nepolo is gaining recognition and traction for designing the national costume worn by Miss Namibia Johanna Swartboy at the Miss Universe pageant this year. The outfit, which celebrates national unity and cultural pride, impressed audiences worldwide. Nepolo says he's proud of both his creation and Swartboy's performance. Here he is.
It makes me feel so fulfilled and honored to have made the costume, to have made something that has gone on in international stage. I think it has been long coming for us to actually represent our culture and different cultures and ethnicities that we have in Namibia. Johanna wanted her national costume to actually be distinctive in a way that it highlights that she is Khoisan descent. However, she still wanted to be inclusive. Rather than showing one side of a culture only, she wanted to present the world with most, if not all, cultures of Namibia. And that's why she then told me that, yeah, the costume must be Khoisan, focal point, but then it must have features from all other ethnic groups. So I'm really proud of the work I have done. And if anything, really, I'm grateful and I'm honored to have been given the opportunity to make the national costume.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.